Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
Happy Monday, St. Louis. It's Hancock and Kelly, our late night show.
Here we are.
Open up the windows, go sit on the back porch, turn on the radio, and listen to us. It's gorgeous out there.
Absolutely lovely out there this evening. I was enjoying a little bit of the weather that myself as I stepped outside from the pool table.
Uh-huh.
And
go ahead and get this out of the way.
And so, you know, yet another,
successful evening.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a good night.
We had some good pizza, too.
Oh, Bartolino's.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. They should be paying us for advertising after that pizza tonight.
That pizza was so good.
Although you slipped some green olives in on me.
They didn't offer the option of one olive or the other. Uh-huh. It said black and green olives, and you said you'd take olives.
I'd take black olives. I believe I said black olives.
Green olives are the best olives.
They've got the little red dot of goo in there. I don't like that.
You don't like green olives? Too salty for you?
I don't like Kalamata olives. I don't like green
olives. How can you be married to a Greek gal and not like Kalamata olives?
I can't answer the question, but I like black
olives. Isn't that a staple of Greek culture, Kalamata olives?
Put it in everything. Put it in the dog food. I mean, it's everywhere. But the black olive may be.
It's tasteless.
The perfect food.
It's tasteless.
It tastes like a black olive.
Well, it doesn't have much taste.
It tastes like a black olive.
See, a green olive, at least, it's got a bite to it. It's got a little salt. Got a little something there for you.
Yeah, like a tick. It's not, the green olive is not a good investment of your taste bud.
Let me tell you, if it would have been me by myself having that pizza this evening, I'd have had pepperoni and green olive. They'd have thrown the black olive on there because they...
Well, you like jalapenos, too, which is... I don't,
yeah, you don't like jalapeno?
No.
Why?
Why would you do that to yourself?
What do you mean?
You wouldn't do that to yourself. I mean, why...
To myself?
Well, it's like wearing a girdle. I mean, why would you put a jalapeno in your mouth and burn everything?
It doesn't burn. I mean, unless you get, like, the... But most of the jalapenos that we have in our society are those, like, pickled jalapenos, not the ones that are, like... Dry. If they're as green as green as a leaf, that's when you got to be careful. And they're dry; they haven't been sitting in liquid. Those are the ones that are hot.
All right, fine.
And the seeds.
Yeah, we're already off the track of the show tonight, Mike.
Yeah,
we got a very good show planned.
Is there something but great about St. Louis style pizza? Because sometimes you and I have been relegated to one of the national chains. Right, we've gotten the national chain. Well, right here in the building, they've got a little pillowiness to them, but they're all
Papa
the
John's.
Same. Yeah, a Papa John, a Domino, a Pizza Hut, you know, that's kind of all the same. There's something distinct and lovely about a little St. Louis style
well,
pizza.
Cheese.
No, because that I don't know that Bartolino's uses Provel cheese.
I think it was Provel.
Was it?
I think it was. Huh. Yes. We digress because we were going to talk about important news topics here.
What in topic do you want to talk about, our former president?
Yeah, I mean, the news was breaking today, a lot of it, as it relates to Donald Trump. We know that several news outlets have filed motions in court to release the affidavit that informed the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department is opposing those motions. We'll see how that plays out.
Their reasoning is that, number one, it would expose national secrets, and number two,
the witnesses
yes. that are cooperating.
Yeah, and so they're claiming that if you expose the witnesses in this case, there may or may not be other cases where those same witnesses are participating.
Uh-huh.
And clearly the underlying information that was taken from Mar-a-Lago is something that the Justice Department, the State Department, the CIA probably doesn't want to be released. We also learned today that Rudy Giuliani is now a target in the Georgia Atlanta DA's prosecution case over the overturning of the election case. She has a grand jury impaneled there. Giuliani's been called to testify, as has Lindsey Graham. And Giuliani apparently was informed today that he is a target of that investigation.
So I understand what it means if you're a target of a federal investigation. A state has essentially the same power?
Sure. Yeah. It's a grand jury, and they're investigating. They're going to potentially bring charges. And
could there be other targets? Could there be plural targets?
Oh, absolutely.
Or is he the sole target?
Yeah. Well, there are targets and there are subjects.
Uh-huh.
So targets are people that potentially are going to be prosecuted. Subjects are people that have material information to the case, and a subject can become a target as an investigation ensues.
Yeah, I had forgotten when I was watching the news earlier on one of the news channels about the fact that Rudy Giuliani was under this investigation. They replayed that Donald Trump video or audio of him saying, "I just need to find 11,860-something votes.
Yeah.
That's all I want." Let's go. I mean, it's amazing how brazen that whole thing was.
Pretty brazen. Lindsey Graham had made a call to the election authority there in Georgia as well. That's what he's being called to testify on. He's contesting that on the grounds that a senator in their official capacity cannot be, you know, required to testify. So that got adjudicated today. The judge ruled that he has to testify. He doesn't have to disclose anything that involves his official capacity, but he's got to be there to answer questions. And I saw one prognosticator who said that they expect that Rudy Giuliani is going to drink the fifth in this case.
Drink the fifth. Well, that would probably be appropriate. And this is all on the heels. Also, John, you may have heard that the tax documents of the Trump Organization are now in the hands of the New York.
Alan Weisselberg, the CFO of the Trump Organization, who has pled guilty to some charges, has cut a plea deal with the Manhattan District Attorney where he's going to serve 5 months in prison. He said he is not going to cooperate with additional matters, but by pleading guilty and by being given immunity from the other potential charges, that immunity means he cannot plead the Fifth
Amendment.
He has
to tell the truth.
He has to testify.
Right.
You know, whether he tells the truth or not, but he has to testify. So yet another development here.
But all of this, I mean, it seems like, oh, well, how is this all hitting at once? Well, if you remember, lots of these investigations started, well, with the election. They started immediately following the election. The tax argument's been going on for several years. So it's almost coincidence that they're hitting now all at once. But from near as we can tell, it sounds like there's three different jurisdictions that the former president's under investigation.
At least.
Yeah.
So we know the state of New York with a civil case. We know Georgia with the election case. Now we know the Justice Department with the documents case. There's a January 6th investigation out there.
Yeah.
And now the Manhattan DA with the Weisselberg plea, they may get involved. You know, they had dropped all of the cases that they were pursuing against Donald Trump.
Right. What was the prosecutor's name? Cy Vance?
Cy Vance left, and this new guy, Adams, who's a disaster, another Kim Gardner, but he's taken over. And so, I mean, I don't know if anything will come out of the Manhattan DA, but there are a myriad of legal challenges facing Donald Trump and people close to him.
That's it, folks. That's all our politics. We're not going to do any more politics the rest of the night. We just wanted to bring you up to date on what's going on. Lots to pay attention to. It's surely going to be front page news tomorrow.
Yep, and we have such a show coming today. We've got John Hancock, our NFL insider. We're going to go over some things with him. Michael encountered a very dangerous circumstance at his condo over the last 24 hours, and also encountered a horrible incident at an ATM machine.
Wow.
Shawn Michael Lyle, who is never ceases to amaze, he'll be with us next hour. So much more to come. It's Hancock and Kelly late night on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The pitch on the way. Pujols swings and hits a drive. Deep left center field. It's long, long gone, a home run. Three-run homer, Albert Pujols, sensational.
Wasn't that special? That took place yesterday at Busch Stadium, the second home run of the game.
Amazing.
And joining us now on the celebrity guest line is John Hancock Jr., our sports insider. Hello, Jr.
Hey, how about that? 11 more for Albert.
Yeah, and boy, seems that like was
it could,
a...
It could be real.
Yeah, and that second home run was a monster
bomb.
They
both were. Yeah.
Yeah, that arm pump action he did after that second one felt like I was back in 06.
You think he's going to do it? You think he can get to 700?
No, I think he can. I think he's going to need a lot of at-bats against righties, which, you know, is not going to be great for the team. But I did see a stat. This is the first year he's been an above-average major league producer as a hitter since 2016.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing. So what do you make of this Cardinal club? They made the trades at the deadline, brought in a couple of left-handed pitchers. A lot of people poo-pooed those moves, but those moves look to have paid off splendidly so far. Win 2 out of 3 against the Brewers. They lose 2 out of 3 against the Rockies after sweeping the Yankees. A little bit of a puzzle. What do you make of this ball club?
Yeah, I think you got to feel good about the Cardinals. The Brewers seem to be imploding. You know, obviously still a good bit of season left, but you'd like to think we can put this division away as we wind down August, get a comfortable lead, and just keep an eye to the playoffs. And the bigger lead we have, I think more at-bats for Pujols to get that milestone.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Well, the NFL season has begun. Training camps have started. We've had our first wave of preseason games. And that means it's time to talk the National Football League with our NFL insider, John Hancock. And John, I ran across an article from Tribune that has ranked the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL from 1 to 32, and I found it interesting, and I wanted to get your take on it. Let's start off with the top three and see what you think about what they have said. Number one, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, the top-rated quarterback in the NFL, according to Tribune. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills comes in at number two, and Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP of the National Football League, comes in at number three. Any quibbles with that?
No, I don't think you can really take an issue with those top three. Top five, I think, are all pretty locked in. You know, you can make an argument here or there, putting Brady up there, putting Joe Burrow up there, but you know, the top five really are elite, kind of a class above the rest, and you know, I don't think you can go wrong picking an order with the top three.
So let's talk about this contract that Dak Prescott has signed with the Cowboys. They have made him their franchise quarterback. A whole lot of money. I don't know what the money was, but it was a lot. He is only rated at number eight. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I honestly think eight's too high for Dak. The Cowboys were kind of between a rock and a hard place. You need a quarterback in this league to even have a prayer of competing. The Cardinals just did the exact same thing with Kyler Murray. They have to pay him because the alternative is you're in no man's land, like the Cardinals found themselves before Kyler Murray was manning the helm at quarterback. And you got the problem when you pay a guy like Dak and you have much less money to spend elsewhere. Part of why I like the Bengals to make noise again this year is that they were able to get three new offensive linemen via free agency. And a big part of that is because Joe Burrow is still on his rookie contract. You really got to capitalize with your quarterbacks when they're young to really capitalize on this league. Or you get an Allen or you get a Mahomes where they're worth the money and they put you in a league above everyone else.
Well, the Bengals, if they didn't have offensive line help, they weren't going to have a quarterback by week three because that offensive line last year was horrible for them. So you kind of like the Bengals this year.
Yeah, I like the Bengals. I think the Steelers are obviously going to take a step back with Trubisky at quarterback. We don't need to talk about the dumpster fire that is the Cleveland Browns. I think the Ravens are going to be a good team as well. You know, Lamar Jackson gets overlooked a lot. You know, I have him number six, right behind the top five QBs here. The guy's won over 75% of his starts. I think he still doesn't get a lot of respect because, you know, he's a more of a run-first guy, not the prototypical quarterback we used to, but the guy gets wins.
I'll tell you who doesn't get enough respect is the Super Bowl champion quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams, Matt Stafford. He comes in at number nine on this list. He's a better quarterback than that.
Oh, absolutely. And so you've Justin Herbert, who, and Michael knows this, I'm not a big fan of frauds in the league. We might be putting Justin Herbert on fraud watch this year. A lot of hype about this guy. A lot of hype coming from the Chargers. If he doesn't make the playoffs again, you know, same stadium as Matt Stafford, same division as Derek Carr, gets all the praise, all the accolades over those two. And Stafford obviously won the Super Bowl. Derek Carr, same division, made the playoffs. So Justin Herbert, I think, needs to perform. He's got the prototypical arm. He's got the size. He's got, you know, the superstar quarterback look. But he's got expectations really for the first time in his career this year. And a lot of people are expecting big things out of the Chargers. We'll see if he can perform.
This is the insight we come for. And, John, when you were looking at that list, did Baker Mayfield make the list of the top 31?
He did. I think he was number 19, and honestly, that's about right. I was looking at some of the names below him. I mean, you have like Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, a lot of these guys. I mean, the lack of parity with quarterbacks in this league is really astounding when you look at that list.
Yeah, and then coming in last is our own Missouri quarterback, the Seattle Seahawks, Drew Lock. What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, I'm hoping he can get off to a hot start, have a good Locktober, maybe shut some of these haters up. But I think best case for Drew is to follow our other Missouri legend, Chase Daniel, secure a backup job and ride that to a lush career making millions holding the clipboard.
Well, it's not even guaranteed that he's going to be the starter this year in Seattle, right?
No, it's not. He's looking like he might get it, but, I mean, he's – no one else in the league wants him. So, I mean, they're stuck with him. They got Geno Smith. Pete Carroll doesn't have many good options. I think they're going to be the floor mat in that NFC West this year.
So what do you make of, you know, these guys, the number one, number ones? Sometimes they go great, you know, the first choice in the first round. They have great, you know, Hall of Fame careers. Sometimes not so much. And the number one, number one that the then St. Louis Rams drafted is now the 30th rated quarterback, according to Tribune, going into the league. We're talking about Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions. What's happened to this guy?
Yeah, so I think when you're the first pick, you know, there's a lot of pressure to pick a quarterback because you don't want to end up missing out, like that one draft where, you know, Mahomes slipped to 10. No one wants to miss the next Mahomes. And Jared Goff, I'll tell you what, the Lions, I think they might surprise some people this year. That Dan Campbell, their coach, he's an emotional guy, loves to cry, big football guy. They have a fairly friendly schedule as well. So I think the Lions and Jared Goff may surprise some people this year.
Okay.
I'm not projecting the playoffs, but I think they're going to string some wins together.
So before we let you go, it's the NFL season. We've got 1 week down in the preseason and 3 weeks to go, and then the regular season kicks off. Who are going to be the finalists for the Super Bowl this year?
It's a Super Bowl. Tough to go against Chiefs, Bills. You know, it wasn't the AFC Championship game, but I think they're both going to be back there. I think the Bengals are going to be strong. I think those three are really going to be the cream of the crop in the AFC. Then when you get to the NFC, I'm not buying the Packers this year. I think the Rams are going to have a fairly easy path back to the Super Bowl, but my surprise team in the NFC is the Washington Commanders. We'll see if Carson Wentz can headcase Carson, but if he can get it together, wow. They have a solid team in a weak division. You never know.
He led the Eagles to a Super Bowl. He couldn't play in the Super Bowl, but he led them there. Oh, one question. This is very important, given our next topic. So you were a member of the Sigma Nu fraternity at the University of Missouri, right?
Yes, sir.
You had a fraternity bunny rabbit.
Oh, yeah, Hassan.
Yeah, Hassan.
What?
So how was Hassan to kind of deal with and manage back in the day?
You know, I didn't do too much with Hassan. I ended up, I think, someone gifted the bunny to some visiting co-eds, but the bunny, while we had it, it was good. I mean, you just clean the cage, feed it. That's about all there is.
Did he ever escape? Bunny. Did he ever escape from the Sigma Nu fraternity?
He got one final escape when he got freedom, but outside of that, no, it's pretty lock and key.
Well, you never want to have a bunny escape, and if you want to hear about a bunny escape, stick around. Thank you, John Hancock, our NFL insider. When we come back, done. Michael Kelly encountered a bunny escape.
Yeah.
That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Working on a nightmare.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Hope you are enjoying the incredible weather out there. I'm looking forward to rolling down the windows on the way home and letting the breeze go through my hair. Does that ever? You don't ever get that experience,
do you? I love to have
you?
The breeze go through my hair.
But you have to take your shirt off.
It makes them...
But I'm bum.
Never mind.
I'll show myself out.
So, you know, we just heard about Hassan the Bunny Rabbit from the Sigma Nu fraternity circa 2015. Uh-huh. And it was just last evening.
Yes.
The 14th of August, 2022. Yes. It was a lovely night outside. The breeze blowing. Very cool. Michael Kelly decided that he was going to enjoy a little time on his patio outside of his condominium there in the Central West End. Uh-huh. He walked out with an iced tea. And and he sat down in his chair there, and he's watching and
contemplating life,
looking at the stars in the sky, the moon, the almost full moon that was out last night, thinking, contemplating the formation of the universe so many, many years ago.
So
Yeah, and so it was after the golf match, which was really a great golf tournament yesterday. So I take my iPad out there.
Got his iPad.
And I was scrolling through Twitter.
He's scrolling through Twitter.
Scrolling through Twitter.
Unbelievable.
And with that, all of a sudden, I see this little head pop around. There's like a barrier between my neighbor's house and my house.
There's a head popping around the barrier between the apartments.
Yeah, this young lady.
A young lady's head.
She scared me.
Oh.
And I said to her, what's up? She goes, I think my bunny is on your patio.
One of the world's oldest pickup lines.
Yeah, and I'm like, your bunny?
Your bunny is on my patio.
And she goes, yeah, it's happened before, but, you know, we let her out, and we have a barrier on the other side, but we didn't have a barrier to yours. Would it be all right if I came and looked?
Could I come over and look for my bunny?
So
here we are. Now, hold on. Mm-hmm. So we have a young lady.
Yes, young lady.
Peeking her head around the barrier. Well, Michael Kelly is scrolling through his iPad and drinking an iced tea on his patio on a lovely evening.
Right.
And this young lady asked if she could enter his apartment or his condo.
Condo. Yeah, so she...
To find her bunny.
So she says she's going to... You have to jump over on top of a flower bed.
That sounds dangerous.
And then you scamper around.
What happens if you miss, if you fall over the edge?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm just talking about being able to get from one condo to the other without going in through the hall.
It's like Harrison Ford, one of those action movies.
So she comes over, and she's got a broom.
She's got a broom.
Yeah, and she hops over.
A woman with a broom has entered Michael Kelly's apartment.
Yeah,
all right.
Now she's hopped over and she's got a broom. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, while she was getting the broom, I had turned on the light.
Yeah.
Not the light, the cell phone light, you know, the flashlight. And I'm looking around for this bunny.
Yeah.
Whatever a bunny's going to look like. So finally, I look under the chair I was sitting in.
And there it was.
And there's a bunny. And I mean, he was the size of a large cat. This was no small bunny.
What
this
color was the bunny?
Yeah, well, it was dark. But he looked grayish brownish. Grayish brownish.
A little chubby.
He didn't look like a bunny that you would see out in the in the backyard.
No, he's been well fed, this bunny.
Yeah, he was a fairly large dude.
Yeah.
So I see him under there, and I'm thinking to myself, this is crazy. Well, that's all right. So the gal comes over, and I help her shoo the bunny back under the barrier.
Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Did you find the woman with the broom to be attractive?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
No.
Not, so this was not somebody
No, this
was
not a romantic
appealing to you,
interlude. No.
Your
it was really awkward, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And so finally I shoo the bunny back into underneath the barrier to her house.
Now, at no point in time did the bunny actually enter your condo and poop on the floor.
Well,
is that
could
right?
have. Could have, because the door was open.
Ooh,
I was sitting
you were
outside.
On the patio.
Yeah,
the
door was open.
Yeah.
And by the way, there'll be nights sometimes I leave the door open, I go to bed. Because I like that fresh air coming in.
Well, I would.
I can't
I would
do it anymore because there may be a bunny.
That. Yeah, or,
and I'm
or
sitting
her
there thinking
with her broom.
Yeah, but I'm glad she found that sucker because here's what I was fearful of. So after this thing's all over with, she shooed the bunny back over to her side. I've now closed the door. I've sent inside, and I'm thinking that lady's really lucky that she caught me out there to be able to see where the bunny was there. Because if had I been sitting in that chair,
yes.
And that bunny, you know, to come out from underneath me.
It
and
may have been the end of the bunny.
I think the bunny would have lost the fight. Because it could have been a cougar as far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, how would I expect to see a bunny in the middle of a city?
And it's been a while since I've been to your place, but I'm thinking that one good, swift, soccer-style kick, the bunny would be soaring over the edge of the...
Adios.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking to myself, well, you know, that gal's really lucky that she caught me when she did, because had that bunny, like, gotten startled from me sitting in the chair... And come out from underneath there.
Mm-hmm. So when she went to corral the bunny,
we'd have been eating bunny for dinner tonight.
Yeah, yeah. On the pizza, I'm sure it was on there. So when she went to corral the bunny, did you happen to note the bunny's name?
No,
she didn't call it a name.
No, well, she was a little bitty thing, and so by the time she got over and jumped over the thing, I had picked up the chair and said, I think he's under
here,
and picked him up, and then he, whoosh, took off and went underneath the wood barrier over to her side, and then she hopped back over and said,
so he just went
thank
home.
You so much, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then that's when I went inside thinking, you know, I could have had the door open here, this thing, and I gotten in. Could you imagine if that bunny would have gotten into my house? I've already told you my stories that I'm paranoid that some freak in my neighborhood or in my building's going to own a snake. Yeah. And it's going to get out. Well, I mean, who has a bunny as a pet?
Well, that's the question.
Who has a bunny as a pet?
Well, I mean, it's not, you don't have to walk it, I don't think.
I mean, I don't think they don't bark.
What do you put a collar on a bunny and take it on? No.
No.
I mean, so... But what
and the, this was not your average size bunny. This thing was the size of a large cat.
And it's in a condo.
Yeah, and it's in a condo. So and apparently it goes out on its own.
Do bunnies have like litter boxes?
They have to, right? They would have to have like a cat, a litter box or
can
something.
Can you did they stay in a cage? I mean they think know. I mean the poor bunny. I mean
do you think anybody's got a bunny out there?
436-7900 if you got a pet bunny. 1-800-925-1120. But you know, people it's interesting. The variety of pets that people have. And you know where you find the greatest variety of pets at times?
Where?
On the airplane.
Oh, don't even get me started. Well, I would assume this lady could bring a bunny onto the airplane.
A support bunny.
It could be a support bunny.
And may well be
but
a support bunny.
What kind of a
bunny.
Support is that bunny going to be, you know, to people? You know what I mean?
Well, you pet it.
Okay, but you can pet a stuffed animal.
You got the ears.
You don't
there.
Have to pet a real animal.
Yeah, but the ears on a bunny. I mean, you got to admit, that's kind of, you know, silky.
I didn't touch them. I don't bunnies
what's
carry
the weirdest, dizzy. What's the weirdest support pet you've ever seen on an airplane?
I don't know. It'd be either a dog or a cat. And
oh,
I
you have not seen anything?
No, I haven't seen peacocks or anything like that.
Oh, because people do bring peacocks.
Yeah, they
on
bring peacocks. They bring, I guess they bring bunnies. I guess you could bring a bunny.
Oh, a bunny's got to be the most cuddly little thing you could have.
But listen, if you're that traumatized by getting on an airplane, drive. You don't need to be taking your dog on an airplane and petting it because you're going to get nervous. Because guess what? Your dog makes me nervous. And I don't like you. Here's the problem
my
with dog?
Dog
owners. Just dog people.
Oh.
I love dogs. Dogs are lovely. In fact, on my feed, about 25% of the pictures I get are of cute little dogs.
Yeah.
But people who own dogs think that you love their dog as much as they love their dog.
And that's so when often the
dog,
not the
yeah,
case.
And when the dog comes up with its big old slobby mouth and puts its head right in the middle of your crotch, or, you know, starts licking on your nice brown, you know, blue pants, and now you got lick marks on you. You want to say to the and they're, oh, isn't that cute, Billy?
You know,
he's excited to see you. No, Billy doesn't need to be licking me.
The
I don't
dog,
want any interaction with Billy.
The dog slobber is actually very therapeutic if you've got, like, a wound or something like that. They
what
say
that is
a dog.
Oh, that it's the cleanest thing is a dog's mouth?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm just telling you
come
that
on.
This is science,
you
Michael.
See what dogs do with their mouths?
Yeah, I do. But
they sniff around. They lick their own you know,
it is said by many,
right,
that a dog licking a wound makes the
I think
wound
that's
heal
for freaks to make
quickly.
Them feel so good about the fact that they got a
I
dog in
true.
Their bed with them.
I happen to think it's true.
And here's what I don't get: does a bunny sleep in the bed? Do you have a bunny in the bed with you?
No.
I mean, what kind of a pet would a bunny be? It's not like the bunny can hop up on the couch and watch television with you.
Well, they greet you when you come home.
what do they do? You know, just hop on down the hallway?
They just come hopping at
I think
you.
It's weird that people have bunnies as a pet.
Well, your neighbor does.
Yeah.
Your next door neighbor.
I wanted to say to her, do you feed that to some other animal? Because that would make me nervous. Because what if you have bunnies there because it's simply something you feed to another animal? I'm telling you, I'm petrified of these snakes being in my building.
Well, I'm pretty sure snakes.
If I were elected governor, yeah. I would do away with all this exotic animal stuff.
A rabbit is not an exotic animal.
Yeah, a rabbit should be out in the yard. It should be delivering
rabbit.
Eggs on Christmas or Easter. it should not be in your bed and hopping around your house.
That rabbit, I don't think, would survive well outside of the condo there in the Central West.
I did see a pig on
an airplane.
On an airplane.
I knew you
a
did.
A pot-belly pig, like a
did.
Little bitty miniature
yeah.
pot-belly pig,
yeah.
which was cool to see the novelty of the fact that this person had a pig, and then I thought, this is our society.
So was it
these people
a,
are bringing their dogs, their cats, their pigs on an airplane.
Was it in a box, or how were they treated?
Just like a puppy, you know, like one of those little things.
Little,
and
yeah,
then she
totes.
Had pulled it out, which you're not supposed to do.
She
with
pulled
your,
the pig out.
Yeah, she had pulled the pig
she
out and put it on her
She pulled the pig out on the airplane.
Yeah. And it was cute, but then she put it back. Now, if you
know
do
what they
have
call
a,
that,
uh-uh.
Yeah, when you take the pig out of the tote on an airplane,
what?
That's called pulled pork.
We'll be back. Ooh, Hancock, Kelly, late night Monday evening. We go to the research department where this breaking news just comes in for all you nitwits out there saying that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human.
Well, it's very, it's an antiseptic.
What did we learn there, Matthew?
The mouth of the dog.
The American Kennel Club says a dog's mouth isn't cleaner than a human's. It's just as full of bacteria as humans.
Yeah,
it's different bacteria. And what
yeah,
is
it's dog bacteria. Because they lick themselves. They lick the ground.
What
they
does the American Kennel Club know about dogs?
Everything.
So let me just say this, Michael. I have it on good authority
right. From
my wife.
Oh.
That the lick of a dog is like a balm to a wound.
Okay.
And so there's something.
Well, I'm not going to argue with
there's
Georgina.
There's a chemical present in that dog's saliva. That is very heel-inducing. It's almost like hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
And, you get a little, put a little
okay, so that's great from your own dog. What about when it's your neighbor's dog?
Well,
they're Rottweiler. Exactly.
I don't want my neighbor's
dog. This is my
Rottweiler
point about dogs. We all love our own dogs.
Because
they're
the best.
We really want everybody else's dogs to you know. Here's one of my favorite lines that people will give me who love their dogs.
Yeah.
And they think that you love their dog as much as they love their dog.
Yeah, of course.
When you get to their house and the dog's going nuts on you,
yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it. He'll stop in about 5 minutes. Really? I gotta go. So I'm just going to be waterboarded for the next 5 minutes, and then everything will be okay for you?
Here's the great thing about Gus, and I don't know what instinct this is, but if you come into the house and he's been alone for any period of time whatsoever, he brings you a shoe.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's found one.
He picks up a shoe, and he brings it to you, and he wags his tail, and you pet him, and he's got the shoe in his mouth, and then eventually he drops the shoe.
So does he slobber in the shoe?
No, he just got the shoe in his mouth.
Yeah. Does he chew the shoe up?
He does not chew the shoe up.
Well, that's kind of cute.
He takes it around.
Maybe you could teach him how to do that with the paper.
Now, the problem is...
Maybe he could get you the paper rather than your shoe.
You can never find your shoes in the morning. I mean, you got one over here, and then the other one's in another room or in a different level of the house. I mean, the shoes could be anywhere.
Hey, I was at my friend's house the other day,
and
he's doing something cool with his dog that... have you seen this, like... So he hung like a strap that has bells on it.
Yeah.
And it's right next to the door.
And they are teaching
the dog every time they go outside to hit the bell. And then they open the door and the dog wants to go out there because it's a brand new baby dog, right?
Yeah.
And so they're trying to teach the dog. Now, this is a great idea because you never know when the dog wants to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But if he could just walk over there and hit the ding, 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 you know, the bell,
you would
know that the dog wants to go to the bathroom.
Huh.
Have you seen that before?
No, because Gus just cries.
Yeah. Gus a rescue, or did you get Gus as a little one?
Oh, well, he was little, but he was we got him at PetSmart or whatever, but he was a rescue dog.
Okay.
Something of a mutt.
Uh-huh.
And, well, he's a mutt.
You tell him he's a Siberian something or
And we
there.
Tell him he's an Icelandic sheepdog.
An Icelandic
sheepdog.
And
he's very proud of that. Then we got his DNA tested. And
nothing related to Iceland.
Uh-huh.
You literally paid to get your dog's DNA tested?
Georgianne. I mean, she wanted, you know.
Yeah. Have you done your own DNA?
So, I know my DNA.
I do, too.
I'm English.
I refuse to do the blood test thing.
I got stuff going on, though. According to my mom, there's all kinds of stuff going on back there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a gal pal of mine wanted to test me sometime, and she said, I'm just going to do it when you're sleeping, and then guess what? We're not dating anymore. Because I'm like, I don't want to know that, because what if you find out you're...
Not Irish.
What if I find out I'm related to some horrible world figure? You know, you're related to...
a bad person.
Yeah, a bad person. Uh-huh. Or, you know, like, what if I find out Benedict Arnold?
Yeah?
You know, I don't want to know that.
Well, you're Irish. You're not going to be related to
Benedict Arnold. Yeah, but you get my larger point.
I, however, could be
related to Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, I could be.
Yeah.
My people go way back.
I also don't want to be crushed by finding out I'm not what I think I am.
Well, none of us are, Michael.
Well, that's a deep thought.
It is.
No, but I mean, you know, like, I believe myself to be almost 100% Irish.
Uh-huh.
Surely that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And what if I find out that you're only 25% Irish and the rest of you is like French? Could you imagine being
French?
Nothing
wrong with that.
Yeah, but who wants to be French when you can be Irish?
Well, I would love to have a little. I do, in fact, have a little French going on.
Do you? Well, I would bet you're English, Irish. I bet you got some German in you, too.
I don't think I have German. I got some Native American, according to my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I mean, who knows?
Really?
Like, me and Elizabeth Warren, you know, we're cousins.
Did your mom do the DNA test?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Has Georgianne done the DNA test?
No, she's Greek. I mean, yeah.
Well, so she thinks.
No, she's Greek.
Well, why do you test the dog then?
Because we had no idea. She knows she's Greek.
Yeah.
The dog doesn't know exactly what he is.
Okay.
So we wanted to find out. And we did find out. The dog, Gus, he's got a little Great Pyrenees going on.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little Australian Shepherd happening.
Oh.
He's got some.
Those are big dogs.
Yeah, yeah. He's got some Collie in there.
Okay, that's a smaller dog.
And he's got Chow.
Chow.
His tail is a Chow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's that thick, real thick tail on the back.
Yeah, kind of looked like Amy Mark scores when she had her hair done for the 80s.
Oh, that's right, with the big bob up in the back. Yeah. That was kind of a cute little thing they did this past week.
All right, it was the 80s. So we just blew this segment about ATM machines. So tell it real quick because we got a minute. So
I went to my bank right down the street here, across from the cathedral.
He went to the bank.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some money from the ATM.
He was getting money from the ATM.
The ATM that was there. This weekend is no longer there.
Gone.
So I go and I hit the button on the drive-thru and I said, pardon me, ma'am.
Yeah, the ATM.
What happened to the ATM? She says, well, we've had some thieves come and vandalize it and knocked it down and broke into
they
it.
Tried
and so we
to
just
steal
did away
the
with
ATM.
It. Yeah. So now I don't get to use an ATM because somebody decided they were going to steal it. Has that happened to you? Have you ever gone to a place where you had an ATM and it's gone?
Not in Chesterfield.
Because somebody stole it?
Not in Chesterfield. Yeah. But let me tell you, a criminal, think about this. If you're going to steal something,
right,
and you're a criminal,
right,
you're probably well advised not to try and steal something that has a camera built into it. Just saying. Well, we need to step aside. Folks, you will not want to miss what's about to happen here because Sean Michael Lyle, that man of Hollywood and his incredible experiences in life, is about to shock us yet again, as he's done every week now for lo these many months on Monday night. If you can possibly stay awake for the next 15 minutes, you will not want to miss Sean Michael Lyle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.